Thank you, my colleague. Good morning, everyone. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen, excellencies. Deputy Executive Secretary Dimitri Mariassine, dear representative from the Embassy of Senegal, dear Secretary to the Water Convention, Sonia, dear Chief of Transboundary Water Section at UNEC, Francesca, my colleagues from the Netherlands, Niels Vlaanderen, and also Michiga, if I spell this right, forgive me, Michiga Suga, who joins us online from the Asian Development Bank. Good morning. It's a great pleasure to have you all here to this very important workshop on transboundary water management funding and financing. Water resources management across boundaries is the ultimate basis for peace, stability, and joint prosperities. Today, we're more than 2 years after the first global workshop on funding and financing transboundary water cooperation basin development in 2020, which was online. This is the second workshop, and it's timely and of highest importance. And why? I have prepared literally all the arguments that my colleague Dimitri has already done, so it doesn't make sense. I make it really short, but it was a perfect outline of the things at stake today, what my colleague really put down. I would, however, add that 2 years or a couple of years after this, we have accrued a lot of experience. We have had new innovative endeavors and projects. We have, as a community of practice, made significant progress, and that's the reason why we are here today. Today's workshop, with more than 100 participants registered, shows that the appetite to deepen knowledge on funding and financing for transboundary water cooperation is real. And this time we can meet in person, not like 2 years ago where we all were locked down during the pandemic. We have a very rich program in front of us for these 2 days, and let's make the most out of this expertise and interactive spaces to share experiences and to build, as I said, a community of practice. Investing in water is still often considered as a risky business, and yes, it is, and also Dimitri said it's perceived an actual risk, and we have to find ways how we do decrease risk. There are a number of tools at stake in our hands to decrease risk. We know also, based on our own experience, and I can tell you right now, Switzerland is negotiating the Rhone River Agreement with our colleagues in France, and that these are long breath endeavors. It's not something easy, it takes a while, a lot of things are at stake, but the benefits of transboundary water management and including financing are massive. And that's the reason why we're here today. We have seen several new mechanisms and innovative ways out of there to overcome these risks and to make investments in transboundary water cooperation attractive, creating incentives. Just to mention one of them, Switzerland, through its Blue Peace financing initiative, supports the development of an innovative financing instrument through a bond dedicated to finance a master plan of the river basin organization, in this case, the Senegal, Gambia River, through the OMVG that you all know. We will hear more about this flagship initiative later and how basin development plans can be turned into platforms for investment. But this, of course, is the returns on the investment is multi-sectoral and presented. Switzerland, as a lead party with Netherlands of the program area facilitating funding and financing of transboundary water cooperation and basin development, wishes to sincerely thank the Secretariat of UNEC for the excellent preparation of this workshop, as well as all the other partners who are involved. Let me wish you and let me wish us all a very fruitful and inspiring workshop. Many thanks.
Very much.